Hello, we have a DIY update. This white stuff is a thermal type of foam, and underneath that is where I have insulated under the floor, as in last week's video. I then stapled some green builder's plastic on top of the floor joists, and then I've put this white thermal material on top. You see, it's got the little lines, and then the creamy color thing that you see nearer the front of the screen, that is the 9 millimeter plywood. So I just need to cut a piece off the other sheet to fit from the end, and as you can see, the bricks hitting the end of the room where the wall is. Now, what I've done is I've just laid out more of the white thermal material on top of the plywood. So the last job to be done then is I'm going to start laying the floorboards on top of this foam. But first, I need to screw the plywood onto the floor. I'm not going to nail it, I'm going to screw the plywood down. But there you go. Now, this area that I'm working in, which I've mentioned before, is in the spare room, and it's going to become a dining room. And that way, I've knocked a hole in the wall that's now a doorway from the living room into this dining area. This area is so blinking warm and is now beginning to feel like a new build. So for all the insulation, the walls that I've taken down and put back up, this is an old house. It's over 130 years old. So I'm not complaining. So all the walls I've taken down and put up new, damp-proofed insulated new plasterboard, none of the rooms ever felt like they were new. And it just seems that replacing the floor, it gives that kind of new build smell, feel about it. And it is so warm in this half of the room. It is unbelievably warm the way it's holding heat. And there's no heating on. And it's about 0 degrees, well, it's 0 degrees today, it's saying. Anyway, so that's enough of the DIY. So I'll give you an update. I've got the floorboards, but I need to get a bit more insulation. So I've got to wait until a week or so before I can get more insulation. And then I'm going to try and get some in a big bulk purchase. I'll see what's going on because it's cheaper that way. So I can't get the floorboards down until I finish that last bit of insulation, but I can certainly cut the other bit of plywood and have the plywood screwed down. Right, I'll show you some bulk purchases I've got. I like to have a snack, a biscuit throughout the day. So I like nut brittle. So I've got a box of, I think it's 36 of these Mr. Tom nut bars. These are just peanuts in like a crunchy syrup, like peanut brittle, they call it. Oh, I love these. Anyway, I've got a nice big box. And these naked bars, they're just mostly dates with different kind of nuts in and maybe a bit of oil flavouring. Or in this case, a little bit of cocoa flavouring added. But these are really nice as well. Now, admittedly, I get them from Amazon, but the price on Amazon, you have to kind of be on there a lot to look out for the bargains and then grab them and buy quite a few in one go. And I was going to get a bulk buy, but then suddenly when I went to buy them, the price had nearly doubled. So I thought Amazon can go and suck eggs. So I went on to eBay and I bought these ones, which have passed their best before date by about 6 months. Now, I don't normally do that, but it's all right with these because these are dates. So I've got a 12 and a half kilogram box of dates that I bought 3 to 3.5 years ago, and they're still perfect. So with these, the only difference between these out of date ones and the really fresh ones is that they're a bit drier. That's all, just a bit drier. But the dates, the sweetness in the dates are keeping all the nuts fine. There's no mold or anything. So I've got a bargain box, £10 for 36 bars. Whereas normally for 18 bars, you're paying £7.50 to £9 from Amazon. So I've got double the amount for another pound or so. Anyway, so that's a bargain. So I've got two boxes of these. Here's a big bargain. I've got 1,100 tea bags here in this box. I like Clipper tea. They're fair trade and everything. And they don't bleach the tea bags. Now, usually I get the Clipper organic tea, but when I this was £25. What's that? About $40 for 1,100 Clipper fair trade unbleached tea bag tea. So I thought that was a good price. The organic ones are a lot dearer. So again, I'll wait for when there's a bargain offer and I'll go in and buy 10 or 20 boxes at a time, 80 tea bags in a box. So I couldn't find any bargains and I was running out of tea bags. So I got the non-organic, but still fair trade. And I like the Clipper tea. Now, so in other words, I like my cup of tea with a snack bar, whether it's this or the naked bar or the oat bars. So here's another one. I've got a box of 20 oat bars. Now, each of these oat bars is 90 grams. They're quite heavy, substantial sized bars, but I like these. These are the Ma Baker brand. So yeah. Oh, and I've got a box of Kit Kats as well. A big box of those. I don't normally eat milk chocolate, but on the odd occasion I will eat a Kit Kat. So I just bought a big, I think it's about 36 4-finger full-size bars of Kit Kats as well. So that'd keep me going for a while because they was all bargain prices and the Kit Kats were just £12. Right, here's something, a random thought. This is a bit out there. I don't know why, but I started suddenly thinking, are we being gaslighted with temperatures at the moment? And are they going to start making all new thermometers in a gaslighted fashion? So that if you go and buy a thermometer, it will, if it's 5 degrees, it will read several degrees higher. So I tend to talk in centigrade, but it's relative, obviously, in Fahrenheit. So say if it's some 0 degrees like it is today, and I go and buy a thermometer, will my thermometer read 7 degrees? So although your body's telling you it's colder, when you look at 7 degrees, you've got this kind of subliminal learning of, how you feel when a temperature's at 0 or 10 degrees, that kind of thing. So I'm beginning to think they're going to start making thermometers to gaslight us. So why would they sell thermometers to pretend to you that it's warmer than it actually is? Well, that's because I think they want us to, maybe if we feel cold, we think, oh, I need to put the heating on. Let me check the temperature. So you go and look at the thermometer, and it's warmer than you think. So then what you'll do, you're being programmed. This maybe is a way of programming us, gaslighting us to program us that we won't put the heating on because the thermometer says it's 7 degrees, but I feel like it's 0 degrees. I'm beginning to think something like that's going on. And although I'm saying I don't know why I thought that, there's a bit of a reason for it. The other day, well, yesterday, as a matter of fact, it said that the temperature where I am was 14 degrees centigrade. Now, I'm telling you now, I'm old enough to live through many different temperatures over the decades, and I've lived where I am long enough. There's no way it was chuffing 14 degrees centigrade. It might have been 7 or 8 degrees centigrade, slightly warmer, but it definitely wasn't 14. At 14 or 15, I even saw it saying 15 at one point, at 14 or 15 degrees centigrade, people, especially younger people, are out in thin clothes. They won't have a jacket on. Some might be in t-shirts. But I was out yesterday. I went down the street just to have a look. Nobody was dressed like that. Everybody was still dressed with winter clothes. So there's something going on. When you're looking on the internet, temperature for your area, it is telling you it's like 14 or 15 degrees. And yet I'm thinking, no, it's not. It's colder than that. And that's why I'm thinking, is there a kind of gaslighting go on? We saw what happened with the COVID, the way all the a lot of the celebrities that are bought and paid for, government officials bought and paid for or compromised by some dodgy videos, who knows? The media, the same goes for that as well. They were all keep repeat, 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 telling us, telling it was like, you know, they were trying to cast the spell verbally at us. And those of us that can discern, stop and think about it. Well, I'm kind of beginning to think, is there a gaslighting going on with temperatures? Because they want us to turn it down. We're hearing about the power cut threats and everything. And apparently, there's a part of England, I can't remember which part. So I'm in the UK, I'm in Scotland, not England. But in England, some area has already been signed up and agreed with the National Grid to test out power cuts. So I don't know if it was happening this week or last week, but apparently they're getting paid, I don't know, £100 a day or £10 an hour. I can't remember exactly, to not use any electricity. So it's being tested. So apparently it's voluntary. And you know what that means. If you don't do as the cabal say, if you've got a smart meter, they just switch you off. You know all of that. But what I'm getting at for the people that aren't on the smart meters, the people that won't turn their heating down, is there a lie being put out on websites across media platforms saying it's 14 degrees centigrade here yesterday when I damn well know it was more like 7 degrees centigrade? It's very weird what's going on. Are we being gaslighted in terms of temperatures to change our behaviour? It's like they do it in such sneaky ways. It's like we're turned into robots because they know that a lot of people don't like the effort of thinking, the effort of looking, all that kind of stuff. They've got the psychologists, they've got the human behaviour sussed. But anyway, yeah, I wonder if any of you have been noticing that, but you are. So that's it really for today. Not a big update on the DIY, but I'm so pleased with what I've done, and I dread doing the next room because it's the full size of the room I've got to do. But when I look at this and know the effort that I've put in and how I struggled some days in particular, because I've got health issues, but I ploughed on anyway. Yeah, it's a big motivator. So thank you very much for listening.